Hello, this is Your Coffee for Tuesday with Vitor Domingos, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. A security researcher discovers unpatchable iOS vulnerability affecting devices with chips from A5 to A11, so from the iPhone 4X to 10 and multiple iPads. The Checkmate Bootroom exploit reportedly allows for a permanent jailbreak that Apple cannot disable via software update. Last week, Facebook and Amazon each announced they are launching IoT glasses, with Facebook's augmented reality glasses and Amazon's EcoFrames with built-in Alexa, making the face the next battleground for connected technology. Amazon EcoFrames don't have a screen, but will put Alexa in front of more users. Facebook's augmented reality glasses will allow users to take calls and livestream social media, but aren't expected to launch until 2023. Amazon Echo users are no longer able to access BBC Radio in the same ways. The BBC pulled its live radio station from TuneIn after announcing it in August that it wasn't getting the data it needed from third-party companies and devices. Users can access the BBC skill, but it won't be live radio, won't play on multiple devices, and won't be available for alarms. Carmakers say the driverless vehicle is still years away from driving on roads by itself and continue to invest to make autonomous driving a reality. The most recent investment came from a $4 billion partnership between Hyundai Motor Group and Aptiv, who are joining to advance the development of production-ready autonomous driving systems. UK-based challenger bank Revolut signs a strategic partnership with Visa as it announces a plan to expand into 24 new markets and hire around 4,000 staff around the world. The deal terms are still undisclosed, but the company, which offers app-based banking services, will roll out to the US, Brazil, Japan, and more by the end of this year. They are also set to expand further in 2020. Researchers in China claim they have developed a facial recognition system capable of capturing and analyzing thousands of faces at once. The technology makes use of a 500-megapixel camera that promises to shoot panoramic images that pick up faces in perfect detail. The resulting image is then processed by cloud-based AI tools, and the researchers suggest it could be used to monitor military bases, public spaces, and even more. This was your shot of their coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.